The message you're about to listen to, Moments of Transformation, is a teaching ministry of Pastor Chris Cholamini, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. God bless you as you listen.
You're welcome to Moments of Transformation. My name is Chris Cholamini. Throughout this month, I'll be running a series with us on family and relationship. Today, I'll be taking us on the first part on God's expectation from every family. God has a standard. God has expectations. I read to you Jeremiah 31 verse 1. At the same time, says the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. So you find God saying here that his desire is to be the God of all the families of Israel, which of course we all have become now by virtue of the new birth and by virtue of our knowledge of who he is to us. If we fix our family, we are fixing the nation. That's the language of Abraham Lincoln, one of the most respected American presidents. The essence of this teaching is to make us to realign our homes to match the Word of God, the counsel of God, and the principle established in the Word of God. We also need to understand that when we gather together in the church, it's clusters of homes that come together. And when all homes in the church are well fixed, are in shape, we will do less of counseling and we'll spend more time to intercede and to worship and to go out and win souls for the Lord. Now, the fatherhood of God reveals his interest and values in homes. The Bible made it clear where we see God as our Father. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, it said, if you, being evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him? So you see Jesus saying that we have a Father who is better than our Father here, who can also give up good things to those that ask him. When you hear the word Father, Mother, Sister, brother, uncle, they are pointing to one thing, that there is a family. And the Bible is a record of activities of families in instructions, in promises, in penalties, in encouragement. You find God as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, family. You find him revealing himself all through the Bible as families, meaning that God is interested in home. From the beginning, you have Adam and Eve, and the multiplication continues from a family, from the home. And it's important that every believer have the consciousness that we all are part of a family or more. One, you are part of a family by biological birth. Secondly, we all, by virtue of our new birth, belong to a higher family. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10, Bible says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who have the household of faith. So we belong to a peculiar family by virtue of the new birth. Scripture calls such family household of faith. You have a family that they could be unbelievers. You may be the only one who is saved in your family, but you belong to another family that's far, far, far higher. Very, very important. Why am I saying that the new birth family is more important in Christ? Because your new birth makes you to become a child of God. Your new birth makes you to become a member of a family beyond the blood of your parents, now through the blood of Jesus Christ. Bible made it clear in John Gospel chapter 1, verse 12, that as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. But verse 13 says, which were born, not of blood, one, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. So you are now privileged to enjoy all the blessings of your heavenly Father, because now you belong to a family. The benefit of it also is that you can live above the limitations and deprivations of your biological background. Now that you have given your life to Christ, you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are privileged to a higher level of blessing, because now the barriers your family had, you are not going through it again. The deprivations, the causes, the peculiarities that runs in your family, that runs in your bloodline. You belong to a higher blood, better covenant, a higher realm, a higher identity, which is also very important you live by. Bible says in Galatians 3 verse 13 that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for his written curse is everyone that hangs on the tree. But verse 14 that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit, not promise from the flesh, the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we belong to this household of faith that gives us right to secure us a place in eternity, that makes us to gain right for intimacy with the Holy Spirit beyond our biological family, that gives us access to authority that can bless even our biological family. Now that you've come into Christ, your presence can make you a blessing to your biological family. Now you have new brothers, you have new sisters through the blood of Jesus Christ. I'll need to share with you some expectations, maybe 5 or 6 of God's expectations for every family. Now, God expects every family to be a place of love and support. He expects every family to be a place of love and support where we are showing the God kind of love, the agape love for others to see. The integrity of every family is in the depth and the extent of the love they share for each other. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25, husband, love your wives even as Christ loved the church. Where you find the husband and the wife in intense love, their children will follow after without any debate. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1 says, let brotherly love continue. Verse 2 makes it clear that we should not forget to entertain strangers, that some have entertained angels unaware. Number 2, God expects every family to be a place of discipline and instruction. He expects every family to be a place where there is system running of discipline and instruction. Bible made it clear in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6, that train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. A child trained today is a child equipped to be a father tomorrow. Do you know that? You will rarely see a well-trained child growing to be a bad father, growing to be a bad husband. You rarely see a well-trained child growing to be a bad wife, growing to be a bad mother. Meaning that each time you see a man behaving anyhow, you see a woman behaving anyhow, check the root, check the background, check the training. Before we go on a break, I need to add one more, that God expects every family to be a place of worship, a place where the name of the Lord is being exalted, where there is obedience, where there is adoration, where there is sacrifice, where there is dimension of praises. A place where people can say, these people, this is what they believe in. Your worship reveals your faith. Your worship shows your belief system. It reveals your core values. God expects our home to be a place of worship. Each family should be a mini church where the father is the chief priest or the high priest, and the mother is also like a priest there, where all the members of the family are co-Levites, co-priests in the family. Everybody is serving and sustaining the fire on the altar of the family. When we have families that are well raised up like that, you will be seeing the glory of God being revealed with ease, and you will see us reflecting Christ for the world to see. Genesis 26 verse 25 made it clear of this peculiar standard that Isaac set. The Bible says, he built an altar there, call upon the name of the Lord. He pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servant digged a well. So you find the place that Isaac got to where he raised an altar for the Lord, and he put his family there, and there also he dug a well. And the altar is an evidence of worship. An altar is where the physical connect with the spiritual. And it's important for every family to raise an altar for the Lord. An altar of prayer, an altar of praise, an altar of purity. We'll go on a short break, and after the break, we'll continue.
This is Petra Ministries International, ordained to raise a community of committed saints who will be role models and agents of change to the society through the principles of the sound word of God. You can join us for our interactive in-depth Bible study on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. at the Headquarters Church, Plot 1, Block 3, Ring Road GRE, behind Federal Inland Revenue, Adi Oyo, Ibadan. House of Mercy Church, Number 1, Odutola Street, New Omotayo Hospital Road, Okeado, Ibadan. Bible study on Tuesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Liberty Gardens Church, Liberty Gardens, off All Saints College Road, Liberty Gardens, Aguafieti Idishi Extension. Bible study on Thursdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Bethlehem Church, The Trophy School, Okeibukun, along Pipeline, Orita Mary, Elebu, Ibadan.
You're welcome back. Now, for the sake of those who are joining us, we are taking a teach today that's going to run possibly for the next 4 or 5 weeks on family and relationship. Today, we are laying the foundation on God's expectation for every family. We've been able to see that the Lord expects every family to be a place of love and support. He expects every family to be a place of discipline and instructions. God expects every family to be a place of worship. That's where we stopped before we went on a break. God also expects every family to be a place of security, a place of refuge where you can hide yourself spiritually, physically, and financially. And also God expects every family to be a place where God's word is honored, honored in all dimensions. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3, you find Paul telling the Ephesian Christians clearly, he said, honor your father and your mother, that this is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. The family should be a place where you find the word of God being established, the word of God being obeyed, the word of God being honored. Every member of the family, you know, we cannot live anyhow here. The faith heritage of the family is passed on. You have a good example in Timothy. Paul was writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. He said, I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that was in you, genuine faith that was in you, which was first in your grandmother, Lois, and also in your mother, Eunice. And I'm persuaded it's also in you. So you find in Timothy a faith heritage from his grandmother down to his mother, Lois, and also to Timothy himself. Now you find God drawing the same chain from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to the 12 patriarchs to Joseph downward. God expects our family to be a place where his word is being honored and we are passing it on. A true godly family raises a standard of the word of God that the children can pick the baton and run with anywhere they find themselves in the world. Can I go one step further? That God expects every home to be a place of forgiveness, a place where you forgive each other, because there will always be mistake, there will always be conflict, there will always be misunderstanding in every family setting. And in a family, when you have conflict, God expects it to be resolved. You don't say you belong to a family because there's a conflict. You say, look, I'm not a member of this family again. I want to change my name. I want to do this and that. But Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, that we should forbear one another, forgiving one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also you do for them. So forgiveness is supposed to be part of the norm, part of our lifestyle in every family. Forgiveness sanctifies relationship. Forgiveness strengthens relationship. In fact, forgiveness reveals the depth of sincerity of all the parties concerned in any relationship. Finally, God expects every family to live by high sense of identity and fraternity to each other and to their root. You should be able to stand in and you should be able to be your brother's keeper. You remember Cain killing Abel, God asking him, where's your brother? He said, am I my brother's keeper? Beloved, you are supposed to be your brother's keeper, not your brother's killer. Beloved of God, do you belong to a family? What role are you playing to make this family to reflect God's expectation? Your lifestyle and exploit must be traceable to your root. We all must live our life in such a way that we are making our family lineage proud. You are making your parents proud. You are making your tribe proud. And they can say, this person is from a good background. If you're going to bring transformation to our nation, it begins from you being conscious that you belong to a family and you cannot afford to mess up the name of the family. What role are you playing to bring the name of Christ to limelight? What role are you playing to bring the name of your father to limelight? Are you the one that brings shame to the family today, they're in police station on your behalf, tomorrow they're in one hospital on your behalf? You are always the one creating trouble for every member of the family. Why not be a light to the family? Be the salt of the heart of your family. Why not make the family proud? If you cannot make Christ proud, why not make even your biological family proud? In doing that, you'll be doing the other one also. Here is the key, which we're going to continue with next week. But for now, you need to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and choose to align your life to His will. If you want to take the step of accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, why not say after me, Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life. Forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Give me a call with the number you're going to hear at the end of the program. Be in touch with this program. Same time, same station. You can also make a request for this program to be sent to you on WhatsApp from the number you're going to hear at the end of the program. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Transformation, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. For further inquiries, please call 081-2575-4907, 081-2575-4907. 2575-4907. Email menachris@yahoo.com. See you same time next week. God bless.